It's a holiday edition of KFC Radio. We're in the middle of the holiday season, which means it's time to start thinking about gifts, which means it's time to start thinking about delicious Sherry's Berries. You get those delivered to any of the women in your life. The chicks just love the sweets, man. But I'm not gonna pigeonhole it just to women, because guess what? I love the sweets too.
Who doesn't love sweets?
I feel like a lot of times, like chocolate covered this or a delectable snack that is all for like the women, and it's like, you know what?
I love that shit.
I would like to crush some Sherry's Berries too. So don't keep it to just the ladies in your life. Get it for the fellas too. Get it for, you know, you could have some like rough and tough uncle who would be like, thank you for the Sherry's Berries. This is delicious. They're huge, fresh, juicy berries dipped in rich chocolate chips, nuts, signature swizzles. Why would I not like that? Guys, girls, old, young, everybody can enjoy a nice box of Sherry's Berries. Shout out to Asa. Always makes me remember Asa. She used to crush those. She used to have our sponsor send them to me and John so that she would steal them. So she would just walk away with like tons and tons of Sherry's Berries.
I think she said like it was like the most sent thing to her house. It was always her just sending them to herself.
that's the other thing she would do. She would sign up for it and it would be like, you're giving a gift to somebody, huh? And she'd be like, yeah, a gift to Asa. Send to Asa Akira. So go to berries.com, berries.com. In the upper right corner, you click the microphone, you enter KFC, and you will get a order for $19.99. You can also double up the number of berries for just $10 more, and you get a free keepsake dessert platter. So no more last-minute shopping. Don't worry about picking out a hard gift. This is unique, delicious, and everybody loves it. It's the Sherry's Berries Signature Gift Box. Go to berries.com, click the microphone, and enter KFC for $19.99. Here we are once again. It's a Monday. We're recording on a Monday. You listen to our quickie, Uncle Chaps, me talking about pooping.
I listened. It's a good show we do.
You know,
it was my first time ever listening because I usually am talking.
Yes.
And it's quite a good show.
You know what this reminds me of? It's Fenway that has like a delicious hot dog, supposedly, right?
Yeah, Fenway Friends.
And Ted Williams was like, I don't know. I couldn't tell you because I was always playing. This is Ted Williams getting to eat a Fenway Frank. Is Feitelberg getting to listen to KFC Radio? I still don't think I ever have. I think there was one episode when I was on my honeymoon. I didn't partake. Chris Spaggs hosted.
Oh boy.
At the time he was the only one who like could read ads and all that kind of shit, cuz you fucking idiots were completely incompetent. And
I remain that way.
I didn't even. Yeah, you do.
I'm completely incompetent still. you had to leave a show the other day, so I had to read the ads. And this is probably a couple weeks ago. And it was like the most nervous I've ever been in my life. I just sat here panicking.
It's weird. It's a strange thing reading an ad. My very first DraftKings ad, I want to dig this up because I've had a couple stoolies recently cataloging all of our old episodes. So my man, John London, he was logging them. And he tweeted at me the other day, like, something about being nervous. And he was like, what was worse, XYZ or the first time you did a DraftKings read on KFC Radio? And I vividly remember it. It wasn't even a live show. I could have just stopped and started over. It was just you and Dan who were like, I was presenting to. And I was like stuttering and stammering and losing my spot and sweating and shit.
It's fucking hard.
It's like, imagine
people
someone,
think this job's easy.
Imagine if someone's like, yo, just read this piece of paper. You'd be like, all right, fine. But it's like, yo, do this ad. And you're like, I don't know how to do it.
I did an ad for Daily Mail and it was quite bad.
Yeah, it's a strange thing. It's why people think it's all just easy. It's all fucking sunshine and rainbows. Nope. Sometimes reading one sheet of paper is pretty fucking difficult. All right, pal. It's a good show. Uncle Chaps and I on our quickie basically laid out the blueprint for how to poop at your girlfriend's family's house, which, you know, some might call it lowbrow, some might call it low-hanging fruit. I call it necessity. I think these are conversations that need to be had.
I thought you presented some good options. For me, it's still just off the table.
You're just not going to do
just
it.
Not happening.
You're just going to eat it and hold on to it until the...
Just reverse eat it, for sure. Just clench up until my body just absorbs it.
Yeah, it just becomes part of like your inner walls of your body.
Oh, I bet my colon, when I go for my first prostate exam, doctor's going to be like, yo, we're just going to have to put you down. You're a fucking disaster.
They'd be like, they'd be like... I feel like they could look at it and be like, oh, yep, we've seen this before. This is a guy who's afraid to poop at his girlfriend's house. Like, classic case of scared shitter. Yeah. So if you listen to the quickie, now here we are. How was your weekend, John?
My weekend was good, man. I did.
You did some social things.
I went very social this weekend. Like once a year, me and my friends all go out to the vineyard and just get waste.
Like,
on
the off season like this.
Yeah, we intentionally go.
My favorite move is the off season. Summertime spot.
It's the absolute best. Yeah. It's because there's really nothing else you're supposed to do but just get drunk.
We did Thanksgiving at the Jersey Shore once like 10 years ago. It was great. And that was like with family and shit. When you go with just your friends and the whole point is like, well, there's nothing even open. Let's just get bombed.
Friday we had to force ourselves to go for a walk literally around the block just to get outside because we just sat on the couch and just drank in sweatpants all day.
Oh, my God. That sounds incredible.
It was so awesome.
That sounds everything I've ever wanted in life.
My buddy kicked it off by poisoning me. Classic move. Loved it.
Great move. If there's ever a time to poison, it's one of these weekends.
He brought out, he like kind of did the adult thing, and he was making everyone breakfast, and I had a bacon, egg, and cheese. Unfortunately, there was only bacon. And I was like, dude, this is good as hell. Like, I feel really, really good right now. He's like, oh, yeah, there's a shitload of eggnog in those eggs.
I mean, I've poisoned many people before with various, you can do brownies, you can sneak booze in all sorts of ways. Alcoholic eggs is some move.
It's great.
I've never considered that one. That's something special.
I don't want regular eggs ever again.
No, yeah.
Because they were good. They were like sweet.
Drunk eggs.
They were delicious. Yeah. It was really, really good.
I like that. Actually, that should be the way that all eggs are served. Think about it. Like, it's the morning. Everyone's dragging ass. You're miserable. It's like, pop in on your commute, grab yourself a bacon, egg, and cheese. That also gets a buzz going for you.
That's
also something
I
like to call two birds with one stone.
I then had a weed brownie after that.
Oh, boy.
That I didn't
So basically, you just poisoned yourself with various different toxins and foods.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't like that.
Were you doing Mario Kart noises again for 5 hours?
I'm not an edible guy. It is like 6 hours of just feeling heavy. Like, it was just way too long.
It takes
too
long to hit and then lasts too long.
Yeah, exactly.
I need all of it to be cut in, like, at least in half.
The two kids who were there who are regular marijuana users, when the weed brownies came out, they were both like, nope, pass on that.
They know
the
deal.
And I was like, give me that thing. I want to be cool.
There is
nothing.
And then
I just like laid on the couch, like just sunk into a couch for like 6 hours.
Doesn't sound that terrible either, though.
It would, but I just wanted to stop being high. I wanted to be drunk.
Right.
I was sick of being high. I was ready for being drunk.
I know the feeling very well. Edibles are still undefeated. Like, nobody has mastered them. Because either people who are frequent users are like, I'm not doing it, or it's all people who don't use a lot who classically take too much or eat too much too fast and don't want to be high anymore.
Yeah.
It's like, why does anybody do this shit? Especially, you know what, now, like,
we all just want to feel like someone else. That's always the goal. Like, every day is like, I just don't want to feel like me right now.
But now you can vape and all sorts of other shit. Like, back in the day when it was like, I'm going to like smoke a blunt or like rip a huge bong hit and I got like my little bitch lungs and I'm gonna be coughing and shit, or I could just like eat a brownie. Well, let's fucking eat the brownie. But now it's like there's many ways to get high that don't require you to be like completely stoned off your ass for half a day. I did none of those things, John.
No.
None of. I mean, I did some drinking. I went to
a party Saturday night where I got there. I didn't know the person at all. It was like one of the girls I was with, her work friend.
Uh-huh.
I got there, and I just went to bed.
At the party?
Yeah. I walked in.
Their house, their apartment.
I was there for like 20 minutes.
Found their bed.
Oh, no, I didn't go to bed. I went to sleep in the study.
The study?
Yeah. It was a dope-ass house in Edgartown. It was like really, really sick.
It was Feidelberg in the study with the fucking lead pipe. You know what I mean? You get it? You just like found a chair, sat in it.
I laid down on the couch.
And you just snorted
just
up.
Immediately. I was like, stop. Gonna take a quick walk around, found a couch, bam, out for 3 hours.
Did anybody come find you like later to take you home or what?
Buddy came to find me. He went to sleep on the other couch.
I mean, was there poisoning going on in there?
I don't think so, but it was the same day, so it probably played a part. You know, I wasn't.
It's a long term.
I don't count my drinks, but those ones I definitely would have forgotten to count.
I just feel like, you know, some fucking party guest you are. Hey, man, bring that guy John. Yeah, the one who fucking finds random furniture in strangers' houses and goes to sleep.
I'm usually a good guest.
Not this time.
I would have been bad had I, like, been awake still. It was like it was probably for the best, probably best for everyone involved.
I would rather a house guest be asleep than be a fucking asshole.
Yeah.
And as we know, when you get too far along, you slap people in the face and stuff. So I'd rather you just be asleep, the big fucking rhino that's been shot with a tranquilizer dart. I was partying.
That's right. You had Shay's birthday.
Yeah, the gymnastics party. And let me tell you something. My party was probably cooler than yours. Okay?
Probably.
This guy was there. I was mixing it up, dude. Now you got to see the gymnastics life in full effect.
Yeah, man. I think you were having more fun than Shay.
I absolutely was. I'm jumping on trampolines. I'm fucking kicking balloons and bubbles in the air and shit. I'm throwing them around in the air. In the very beginning, I was like just pegging the kids with they're like really soft dodgeballs. I was just pegging them. Like,
just going
just playing dodgeball. Yeah, basically. And actually, this one little girl, like a cousin, just right in the face. She paused, and I was like, "Oh!" And she just kind of laughed and started running. And I was like, "Thank God."
I can't play with kids because I do get too aggressive about it. Like the last time I was playing, I was a camp counselor at a hockey camp, and we were like playing soccer with kids, and I was just like, fucking, just wailing on balls,
bend it like Beckham,
and like just like took a kid's head off. Like hit a kid right in the fucking face. And so like I'm just like I don't do this anymore. I get too jacked up.
Before the party started, we got there early and Shay walked out into like the little like the gym and she was all by herself. So I snapped a picture. My first thought was like, oh, look, like Queen of the Castle. She has like the whole place to herself. And then I remembered the tweet I saw the night before. Some fucking fat loser dad. His daughter tweeted out, my dad started an art exhibit today. Had his art being shared in an art exhibit for the first time ever today, and nobody came. So, like, please, like, check out his website to let him know that he's still a good artist. And it got, like, 300,000 retweets.
Fuck that.
Not even one of those, like, phony, like, oh, this got 30,000 retweets. It was massive. So I was like, fuck that. I'm cashing in on this new Twitter shit. Tweeted out, I planned a party for my daughter and nobody came. Please retweet it and make sure she's loved. And the number of people that took me seriously was a bit alarming. I was like, boy, you guys really don't know me at all. I mean, fucking even Francis was like, what? This morning, Monday morning, Francis was like, so how did it go? Did people end up coming? I was like, Francis, it was a joke, dude. It wasn't real. It wasn't fucking real.
How many retweets did you end up with?
I got like 1,000.
All right, that's
it was still a good number, but it should have been like 500. But what was funny was the place was like kind of hard to find. So like it was party time. It was like 11 a.m. and only like a few kids were there. Like only like half the people hadn't shown up yet. And we knew they were coming. They were just going to be late. But I was like, oh, fuck. I jinxed this shit. And let me tell you something. Quickly after making the joke, if that ever happens for real, I'm going to shoot up the whole school. I will roll into whatever grade she is. I will set the whole place on fire. Because there was a brief moment where I was like, oh, my God, there's only, like, 2 kids here. And I was like, I'll kill everybody. you don't show up to my daughter's party. I'll fucking – that'll be the invite. It'll be like, please RSVP, and in parentheses, like, her father will come and murder you if you say no. There is no, apparently, I learned this, there is no worse feeling than thinking your kid's about to be clowned and, like, embarrassed like that. I was like – nope, I'm going to have to pay all of the kids to come to the parties at all times.
Oh, that would be the worst.
Or like,
see, this is just another thing.
Or, like, boyfriends
like,
and shit, I'd be like, I'll pay you to take you to prom. Like, I don't know, whatever. I can't have these situations where, like, they're left out.
And then there's nothing you can do about it.
Right. Well, no, there is. I'll kill the people. That's what I mean. And most parents are like, well, there's nothing I can do about it. I'll do something about it. I'll fucking threaten you and your fucking dad, okay? I'll bully these kids. Speaking of, time to get into front page. We're going to talk about this fucking loser, Keaton Jones. It's brought to you by SeatGeek. You want to get tickets to a big event? Maybe to go see a fucking Yankee game this spring?
Ugh.
Puke. We'll talk about that fucking asshole, too. You want to go see JBJ, wherever he ends up getting traded to? Because he's a goner. The Stanton Dominoes are going to take its toll, man.
It's not good.
It's not good.
It's not. I'm kind of saving it because I know we're going to talk about Giancarlo.
Yeah,
but
it's not good.
It's not a good look for the.
So
Red Sox
for you
right
Yankee
now.
Fans out there, you want to go watch Stanton hit bombs? Download the free SeatGeek app. Click settings. Go to add a promo code. Buy your ticket. Get $10 off, and then you can go ahead and kill yourself because you're a fucking Yankee fan. You want to go see maybe me and you will go see a live comedy show to brighten our spirits.
There we go.
And make us happy because right now I'm certainly not. You want to go see a Broadway show. Basically, long story short, your favorite concert, any live entertainment, SeatGeek has all the tickets on the secondary market available for purchase. They have a guarantee that every ticket you buy is real, nothing fraudulent, and you are guaranteed the best price because it is fully transparent on what every owner of the tickets is charging. Download the free SeatGeek app, click settings, enter a promo code KFC, get $10 off your first SeatGeek purchase. Front page time, Keaton Jones has been bullied.
Keaton Jones, a little kid, went viral for, I guess, being bullied. Turns out his mom is a big fan of the Confederate flag.
That's racist! That's racist! Let me say a couple things here. First of all, this morning, yesterday morning, I walk in, and that son of a bitch Gaz is like, Clancy, what do you got on this bully kid? Like, let it rip. Just let it rip. And I was like, I got so much to say, and I just don't think I can say it anymore. And one of the things that came out of my mouth was, I guarantee you this kid with his dumb accent, I guarantee you his family is racist. And I should have said it because it would have been a great I told you so moment to the internet when that came out. The flip side, my second point, liking the Confederate flag is like JV racism. Like, I think there are people who like the Confederate flag who aren't, like, really racist.
Yeah,
it's not a great sign, but it's not like you own, like, a hood and, like, burn crosses. It's like you're, like, a dumb, like, hillbilly. But you might not be, like, fuck every other race.
Well, you saw, like, this kid was, like, the rumor is, like, the thing that started the bullying was called the bully N-word.
Right.
So now, if you're a child using the N-word, your parents are racist as shit. Like,
correct.
Just letting the N-word fly over dinner.
Correct.
That's, like, what mom and dad are doing.
Right. And, like, so that kid, you know, you don't want to blame the kid too much. I'll blame him. He's a fucking asshole for it if he did it. But, yeah, that the only way you're a little kid dropping that is that your parents raised you that way. So those are two separate things. I'm just saying, if you like the Confederate flag, you're probably like an ignorant hillbilly, not necessarily like full-blown Nazi racist.
I can give you that. But I think you're not a good person.
Correct.
Because you've probably been given the argument on why it's not
right.
A good thing.
By this point, you all know what it stands for.
You're a fucking loser.
Right.
Like, you're literally a loser. You're celebrating the team that lost the fucking war.
Yeah.
Like, you're still flying that flag. Like, you know, the Atlanta Falcons don't run around going 28-3 and shit. Like,
you know
you lost, baby. Shut the fuck up.
You're the Colts hanging banners for things that aren't really the W.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly that. It's not a good look to be the
Colts. It's not. It's the Knicks hanging Billy Joel the jerseys and the rafters. So you're a loser. You're probably racist. In this case, have we confirmed whether that kid was really racist?
I don't think so.
That's just the rumor, right?
Yeah.
So here's the deal, though. Here's my point. There's a rumor that he's racist, and there's videos from celebrities, this and that. You don't know what's true. You don't know what's real. That's the whole point. The internet is not made for this shit. I hate it. The internet is here to entertain us, to provide us free porn, and to give us a forum to basically spew hate and argue with each other.
Mm-hmm.
It's not here to save the world and save the children and stop the bullying. It actually is here to encourage the bullying. the good parts of the internet come at the cost of widespread bullying. And no amount of Justin Bieber videos or celebrity endorsements or hashtags trending are going to stop that. So, Keaton Jones, I don't really want you to get bullied. If you are racist, I do want you to get bullied. I don't think bullying is cool and all that shit, but when 60,000 celebrities jump on board, they don't know who the fuck this kid is. They don't care. It's just the flavor of the moment. It's just the internet being the internet. So let's stop blowing this all out of proportion.
Isn't it so weird, too, that just, like, our initial reaction to someone being bullied is give it money.
Yeah, right. Like $46,000. This is just gonna solve everything.
Like, what if you could handle your own personal relationships like that?
I mean,
Shay's crying, and you're like, here's $20. Shut the fuck up.
I mean, listen, I'm going to try that.
Don't
get me wrong. I'm gonna try it. I just don't know if it really works.
If we could handle the agony of loved ones the same way we handle the agony of strangers, that'd be a pretty fucking great world. Like, how sad are you right now?
Put a dollar amount on it.
Like,
quantify it.
Tell that to your girlfriend or your wife, whatever. Like, how upset are you? What's the price?
But a lot of people, like, we talked about the sugar baby, like, phenomenon. Like, those guys are kind of doing that. They're like, for whatever reason, I either can't get laid or the girls I'm getting laid with I don't like. I'm just going to take my number one resource, my money, and make that much better. I don't have a problem with the attempt for it. The attempt to
do
it.
I don't think that really counts. That doesn't really
I don't think it translates to the bullying.
Right, right.
But I think any time you can solve something with money, you should. Mm-hmm. So in this case, why not? It's worth a shot.
For are you talking about with Keaton or are you talking about with your personal life?
Keaton.
I guess. Like Keaton's not getting any of this fucking money.
No way.
This isn't going to Keaton's college
fund.
This
is going to like the next Klan run. This,
yeah,
or this, rally
this
or some
is
shit.
Going like on, do with, on a couple MAGA hats.
Yeah, this is going to go. You're going to get like a Ford F-350 and some hats and like, you know, some like dip.
And Keaton's he's none of it.
No.
And, like, can you imagine just being that fucking parent? Like, yeah, but you're a parent. Can you imagine? Well, I guess you do it sometimes.
What?
Like, but like you do it when Shay's like crying over like the car seat or something like that. Like if Shay was having like an actual emotional breakdown and you'd be in like
threw shit at her.
But no, like if you just took out your phone like recorded.
Oh yeah, well, this is beyond. This is very strange where it was like a setup to be like, okay, we're going to tell your story of bullying. She was like, and then what happened? And then why? And what do you think of this? I don't know whether you call it like some people were saying it's almost like phony because of that. I don't know if phony is the right word, but it's like it's weird. It's all weird. It's very strange. My first inclination would not be like, let me document how fucking upset you are.
Yeah, I'd be like, how about a hug?
Right, right.
Not put a fucking phone in your face.
No, yeah, I'm with you on that. My main thing here, do people know how bullies work? Do you think that you're going to go back to that school and those kids are going to be like, damn, man, like Justin Bieber made a video for that kid. I'm going to leave him alone. Or do you think it's going to be, hey, you crybaby pussy, Justin Bieber and Snoop Dogg ain't walking through that door as I fucking wedgie you and rip it over your fucking head? Like, this is, you know, more often than not, kids getting bullied are always like, dad, stop, you're making things worse. When the whole fucking world, did you see Cardi B's?
No.
Cardi B's, I want to read verbatim, because she was trying to do the right thing, and really all it was the single most backhanded like, not compliment, but like she was trying to give him well wishes, and in turn just made him sound like so much fucking worse. Cardi B goes, whoever goes to this boy's school, if you pick on him, you're not even a bully. You a straight up pussy ass, punk ass bitch. Like, how you gonna pick on somebody that can't defend themselves? That's not gangster. Being like, look at this little pussy. You're going to beat this little bitch up? What kind of a fucking man beats up a helpless little idiot fucking ugly baby boy?
I mean, also, like, every single bully.
Yeah, that's, correct. That's how bullying works. Like, to me, it just, I would imagine, made things a zillion times worse.
The Empire Strikes Back.
Fucking...
The Yankees dynasty is upon us.
Yep, it is. I need their pitching to just completely fall apart, because if they even get halfway decent pitching, their bullpen's going to be great. Their bats are going to be stellar. It's depressing, man.
They said today that you're going to get Garrett Cole from the Pirates.
Mm-hmm.
Not bad. I don't. I mean, Hubs was telling me last week that they have six pitchers. They're going to have to go with a six-man rotation.
Yeah, I mean, that's not really. I mean, there'll be six pitchers. It's not like you have, like, six worthy pitchers.
Yeah.
You could trim some of that shit down.
That's what I thought. But he's like, no, we got to go six.
What happened with Mike Stanton was just the worst possible turn of events. And, yes, I do think that there's probably some conspiracy theory element of collusion here with that bitch-ass Derek Jeter. But the early reports not having the Yankees involved at all really had me resting on my laurels. Like, I was like... I was not concerned at all. Like he's going to the Giants. All right, the Cardinals. I don't like the Cardinals, but that would be better. Never did I think it would be the Yankees until all of a sudden it was. Like, well, as soon as I heard they were in the mix, I was like, oh, I know what's going to happen here. I know where this is going. But that initial, them not being a part of that first wave, I was like, all right, I'm good. Never even entered my mind.
Nor did it mine.
The Red Sox, I was like, you know, I would like to see the Red Sox have them because we were joking about them. They'll win the World Series. Well, guess what? Went to the Yankees, so now guess they get to win the World Series.
It was so depressing waking up. I've likened it to, like, the 03 ALCS or, like, the 07 Super Bowl. Like, it was
dark.
That depressing, like, just, like, waking up, rolling over, checking my phone, and being like, wait. What?
Yeah, like, how did
I was
that
like,
happen?
I was out.
I got
night.
The text from John. It just said, motherfucker, with the fucker capitalized. I was like, yep. That's what happened.
It's getting worse and worse by the minute too.
Mm-hmm.
Like at the winter meetings right now, the Sox beat guys are talking to Stanton's agent, and they said the Red Sox just never even made an offer.
Ugh.
Like it wasn't like that he hadn't said like don't make an offer to me. They just never made one. But I have solved the Red Sox issues.
So good.
It's gonna be sign JD Martinez, trade JBJ to the Marlins for Ozuna, and get Hanley back to first.
JD Martinez is a fine answer for sure.
He's over the last 3 years, he's just as good. His stats are almost like the exact same.
The thing is, over the last 3 years, Stanton's last year is Stanton. He's healthy. So like taking his last 3 years is almost doing him a disservice. When Stanton, this sucks because I was just arguing about Stanton like a month ago. Like when Stanton is healthy and playing, he's gonna be like Trout and like Bryce Harper. Like he is that tier of player. And now I have to argue like against that. But no, wait, he's not. He's not. Did you see what they're
projecting? If they get Ozuna too, though, Ozuna is a fucking monster.
It would be a fine.
If
fine
Ozuna
answer.
Was on any other team last year, he's a fucking beast.
Yeah.
37 home runs, like 140 ribbies, to 190 hits. I think he hit .322. He's a fucking monster. If you give me JD Martinez and Ozuna, I'm okay.
You think he's better? That's better than one Stanton.
I think that's better than one Stanton. Yeah, I think it's more home runs than one Stanton. That's more RBIs than one Stanton.
If I had to just say to you, to all this, would you rather have these two or Stanton? You would take Stanton.
I've actually said on Section 10, I was always very forthright with my, like, I'm not crazy about Stanton. Like, I would,
crazy.
I think.
You're
I think,
crazy.
I think
maybe
I would.
Because I watch him in the NL East. I saw him all year long with the Marlins. I mean, there's you know those players that are like, every pitch, you're like, hold your breath because it might leave the park. It's that every time.
Yeah. No, and I get that. And I'm not trying to say he's a bad player by any stretch of the imagination. I was just very early. I was like, I'll take JD and Jose Abreu. I'll take.
There's combos. There's answers that are better. There's better moves to be made than just him.
Right. It's smarter with money. Not that I give a fuck. I don't know why I even just like reflexively said that. I don't give a fuck how much money my baseball team spends. It's so annoying when people are like,
it's not your money, bro.
It's not my fucking
money,
man.
As long as it doesn't impact any other moves.
Right. And it never does with the Red Sox.
You see what they project him to hit in Yankee Stadium with the new porch?
No.
73 on the nose. So
73
home runs. Here comes fucking history.
Oh, my God.
I mean, you can't, like, obviously predict that much. And I do think Judge will regress. But, like, there's about 150 home runs loaded in the middle of that lineup in some different combination. That's a scary,
fucking
scary thought.
I don't even know if the Red Sox, the team, hit 150 home runs last year. I don't think they did.
Yeah, no, they did. I think I saw specifically a tweet that they didn't. Or maybe it was.
They were
dead last.
There's
definitely teams that got outslugged. It might have been the
Red Sox were dead last in the AL.
Yeah,
so
I think
there was
a team. It was
the
combo of Judge, Stanton, and Gary Sanchez, I think, hit more home runs than the Red Sox. Meanwhile, the Mets are not doing a goddamn thing. The latest I just saw, Jay Hey Kid just tweeted it, sent it to me. The people talking about Harvey for Profar, which, you know, Profar was hot in the streets like, I don't know, 7 years ago. Harvey.
Harvey was hot in the streets 7 years ago, too.
So maybe it's a perfect
trade. One for one.
It actually was funny. That trade was kind of discussed when both of them were hot, and now they both suck, and it's like, all right, let's just still do this anyway.
The names
damn it. God damn it. God damn it. Idiots.
In other sports misery.
Console the Eagles. Console them. It's over.
You think Gunsel?
Probably. I don't know enough about the ins and outs of the rest of the Eagles football team, but I don't think you can lose your probable MVP quarterback week 14 and survive.
Yeah, it could be like you end up, if you by some grace of God, you end up in Minnesota, you're not beating Tom Brady and Bill Belichick with Nick Foles.
No chance. Zero chance. Nick Foles is probably one of the better backup quarterback situations, like a guy who once was there. Once was a starter, but just the mental toll it takes, the preparation like angle it takes, the ins and outs of just having to take over a franchise this deep in a major season, I just can't see it happening. The only situation where like a star quarterback going down and some backup taking over and things going well, I mean, you know, that
That, those things only
that
happen.
Never happens. That never happens.
You're for dancing on graves over this, correct?
I'm for dancing on fans' graves. I'm not going to like call up Carson Wentz and be like, I'm happy you blew out your knee, dude. Mm. I'm not even going to go out of my way for Eagles fans, really, because I have no leg to stand on here. I'm a Jets fan. I'm a loser. But like, if Philly fans, if I were to find myself in an argument with Philly fans and Eagles fans, I would absolutely be laughing at them for sure, because that's what this shit is about, man. And like the good for the sport argument, I don't get. I don't sit around watching Eagles games that don't concern me. So nope. I don't give a fuck if it's Nick Foles out there, you know, completing like 40% of his passes and like playing like trash. Versus, you know, wow, that was a really crisp game from Carson Wentz. No. The football,
you're such a fucking loser.
The football purists out there love a quality game and the league to be as good as possible. I don't give a fuck about in any sport. I care about my teams.
Yeah, I hope the league is absolute garbage
except for my team.
Yeah.
I would prefer it to be so. I want to be the only good team. I want all the other teams to be bad. And if your injury makes you worse, then I'm all for it.
The NFL business is good.
Yeah, yeah, things are going well for you, pal.
Because every single person listening who's not doing a Patriots fan, your team sucks.
They all stink. Every team stinks.
It's. I also like players get hurt. It's not like
it's not dead.
I don't expect anyone
paralyzed.
To cry for me when Julian Edelman tears his ACL.
No,
I don't expect anyone to cry for me when Dante Hightower tears his pec.
And maybe not Carson Wentz. Maybe you don't have like a personal beef with Wentz or the Eagles. But, like, Dallas fans, Giants fans probably do, and they're probably happy.
Yeah.
I mean, you're lying. Like, I wake up in the morning, and now I have to add it to the rotation. I wake up in the morning, and I pray for Tom Brady to have a career-ending injury. And now I'm going to have to scooch Mike Stanton in there. And, like, these are the things I root for and wish for. And it, you know what it is? It's because, ultimately, I'm okay with what's going to happen to those guys. Oh, man, Carson Wentz is going to have to, like, rehab his knee. It's not Keaton Jones getting bullied at school every day. I'm not gonna cry over that shit. So I'm okay with those guys, what their personal lives will be like after they get hurt. And it's the fans that I hate. I want the fans to suffer. I want fans of other teams to suffer just as much as I've suffered.
I think it's so incredible that they do that rehab. Like, if I ever tore an ACL,
see you later. Career over.
Yeah, I'm done playing sports.
Career is absolutely over.
I'll go be an accountant now.
When people are like, I'm gonna come back stronger. What?
Yeah, like, put in that kind of work.
How?
Dude, you know it's like 6 months of this, right?
Yeah.
Like, just like my mom tore ACL, just didn't get it. Like, she just like, well, like, whatever.
It's like, why would you?
It's like, I'm just,
Mama fights. Hey, mom Feidelberg's explosiveness is never going to be the same. You know, be careful when you're cutting when you're in the kitchen there, mom.
It's like, exactly. Like, she'll kind of hobble around the kitchen. And she's like, yeah, I'm not getting this thing fixed.
No way. So I'm all for dancing on graves. I am all for the response that Eagles fans could like throw back at me. You know, if I said that I'm happy Carson Wentz got injured and you tell me that like, you know, my kids are ugly, I'd be like, that's fair. It's tit for tat. Because again, to go back to the Keaton Jones thing, by the way, my kids are not ugly. My kids are fucking stunning, good looking. But my point being, you can say whatever you want on the internet. The internet is not here for T's and P's. It's not here for positive vibes only. We're not here for everyone to be happy and kumbaya. We're here for free porn and mean-spirited, anonymous, arguing with strangers. This is a little double. This is a double. This counts as two. Let me tell you why. This is Netflix. Because they're watching us. But I also, for a quick second, thought of the P. Diddy version, and I was thinking about R.I.P. and Peace. Always Sunny. So it's a little double up, if you ask me.
Netflix is watching us a little bit closer than I think we all realize. They're like calling people out specifically, giving the numbers of who's watching.
So like, specifically, the 56 people who are watching some weird Christmas Prince. So they said to the 56 people watching the Christmas Prince, what happened to you?
Watching the Christmas Prince every day for the last 18 days.
So there's the same 56 people?
That's
you know what that is? That's fine. You think that's crazy? Those are people with kids. I watched the Halloween episode of Bubble Guppies 50 straight days in a row. So
I think this is, I'm on Team Netflix here. I think that's weird enough that you deserve to be called out for it. You deserve to be shamed. Otherwise, nothing changes. If you just let that silently
you have to
manifest.
Speak up.
Like,
if you see something, say something. Yeah. Like, that needs to almost be reported. Forget about internet shaming. You need to report that to the authorities.
Dude, you're fucked up. You're
I'm telling you, though. Is Christmas Prince a kids show? That changes absolutely everything. I've learned that. I mean, I could recite
It has to
every
be,
fucking
I've never
word.
Heard of it.
Yeah.
When a reporter goes undercover as a tutor to get the inside scoop on a Playboy prince, she gets tangled in some royal intrigue and ends up finding love.
Is it a cartoon?
No.
Okay, so this is weird. So people should be thrown in
jail. Yeah, you have to tell it out.
That needs to be like a mass arrest.
If someone was like fucking watching, I'm trying to think of like what kind of weird porn it would be. Like someone watching an X-Art every single night. Just some lame-ass shit like that.
Yeah.
Point that person out to me so I know not to hang out with them.
I thought you were going to say like electrocution and stuff like that. And like, no, we went with like the weird, like sensual, like lame
the
shit.
The loving stuff, like the emotional
if
porn.
You're watching, like, if you're watching like loving lesbian porn every single night, throw them in jail. It's pre-crime. Netflix actually is the greatest resource of pre-crime investigation the world has. Your Netflix habits can tell you everything you need to know about a person.
I would agree with that.
Like if I find out that Netflix habits
up there with anybody.
Yeah, you're good. It's just Always Sunny.
I think you'd see, like, if you saw mine, you'd be like, that's a pretty cool dude.
Yeah, but I'm saying like if like you log into my account and you see that I've watched like Rizzoli and Isles every single day, you'd be like, this person has to go to jail. the closer with Kira Sedgwick. It's basically just all those like TNT original shows.
Remember when we wanted to make a dating app that would just use your Netflix history? We wanted to call it Metflix.
Yes. Did we do that, by the way?
Did we do
Are
that?
Are we billionaires
no,
yet?
We didn't do that.
Metflix is our greatest idea of all time.
That's genius. Yeah. Was I involved in that decision making?
Well, I mean, we didn't do it. We had a conversation just like this.
We're gonna
and
do
then
it
we
now.
Stopped.
Netflix.
That's a genius.
Genius. All it is your Netflix habits, and it's like, boom, this guy watches like Always Sunny and Fast and the Furious. So does this girl.
And it's a date, too, because you could just go watch
right.
that show.
And that's the best part is you don't have to go on a real date. You're like, come over and watch. Oh, I saw that you left off season 3, episode 14. Like, let's go. I'll watch 15 with you right now, boo.
Because, you know, and like there's no like almost deal breaker than finding out that your girlfriend doesn't like your shows.
Oh, my God.
Like, it's like well, what the hell are we going to do then?
I got duped so bad, by the way. When I started out, we were watching Dexter and all this shit together, and now it's like, you want to watch this show? No, I don't think I like that. Want to watch this show? No, I've never seen that.
TV now?
I don't know what goes on, John.
It was I remember.
You know what? Let me tell you. I don't know what goes on, John. I don't know what the fuck happens sometimes. Cause I'll tell you what, like 4 days a week, The Voice is on my television. Okay, and I hear it. It's on. That show's on like new episodes like 4 out of 5 days. I don't know how that show works. All I know is I constantly hear, "This is The Voice." And the other day, my wife's like, "I fucking hate The Voice." And I was like, "You hate The Voice? I hate The Voice. Why is this always on our fucking television?" I was like, "I've been waiting for you to go to bed so I can put on Always Sunny. I can just put it on right now." What's going on?
She just hate watches a fucking
Apparently,
reality TV
it's like I think we just put The Voice on and sit on our phones for 4 hours before bed. Yeah, but yes, when you find out that like your shows are not compatible or you watch shit that sucks, and so that's a preemptive breakup.
It was my first moment with my last relationship where I was like, this isn't gonna last.
what was the show? Like, what was
it
the
was
moment?
The Office and Always Sunny.
She was not into
outright
it.
Said she hates them both.
That's tough.
I was like, all right, this is it.
Yeah, and you were joking, but you weren't.
Yeah.
Yeah, like deep down you knew eventually this
Oh, no,
this will fester.
I wouldn't even joke about it. I just didn't say it. I just thought in my head, like, right. Well, that's it.
This is going to be a problem. It's one thing if you don't watch those shows, that's still bad. But to be like, I've given them a shot, I dislike them, that hurts. And we're not talking about The Wire here. We're talking about shows that need, like, just easy, funny, well-written comedies that anybody can pop on and watch.
Because then we just lay in bed trying to find shows on Netflix. We're like, well, I don't like that one.
This is never going to work.
This is never going to work. It's honestly a genuine fact. Like, you're never going to work.
The Office and Always Sunny are the default shows that you can... They're Old Faithful. You can always rely upon it. And that's why Netflix taking them off is terrible. I know it's on Hulu. Hulu's great. But Netflix is also the default. It was the default shows on the default streaming service. I have it all set up on my fucking TV. It just click, 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 good, good, good. It duped me hard. I thought we had another day because I watched a show. I watched an episode of Sony at like 1 a.m. So I thought we were in the clear. It was post-midnight. I think it was midnight West Coast time.
They operate on
that
West Coast
That it got taken off. Yeah. So the next day, I go to like continue watching episode, and it was just gone. And I was like...
Like a thief in the night.
Fucking just plucked. Stole my dick right off my body, basically.
How about this? They released a few other statistics. Somebody watched, one single person watched Pirates of the Caribbean every single day for 365 days.
That person definitely needs to go to jail.
And there was a user in Antarctica who binged straight through all of Shameless.
If you're in Antarctica. Yeah, if you're in Antarctica.
Yeah. But
pick a show and just let it rock.
So they're like, that we just know who great. That is, right? There's only one person in Antarctica.
Yeah, it's just the it's person
just
some, in Antarctica.
Just some scientist.
Like Johnny Antarctica. Like, that's it. It's just the person. But the Pirates of the Caribbean person needs to be thrown in jail.
Can you imagine that? Every single day. I mean, like, I was sitting here saying this as a guy who watches at least
you could
the same
watch,
episode.
You could watch, like, Fast Five 365 times.
Nah, I couldn't. I couldn't.
No?
No way.
Like, you could if you put your mind to it. If there was a Guinness World Record involved, maybe that's what this guy was doing. Maybe he was, like, well, like doing it on purpose.
Just keeping a secret.
maybe it'll come out. Maybe it'll come out after the fact.
Again, if that's your kid's favorite movie, it's just going
just
on.
Just put it on every single time. Bubble, 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 guppy, guppy, guppies. I mean, I could sing you every single fucking song. That's it for Front Page. Time to get into voicemails. It's brought to you by Omaha Steaks. It's Omaha season, baby. I had some Omaha Steaks over the weekend. I had the 2 mild filet mignons.
Mild?
Yeah, they're like, I don't know what that means. That's the description. Two top mild filets. I'm like, oh, whatever. All
can't,
I know is they're fucking
can't go
delicious.
Wrong with
the
filet. Whatever you, well, you
can really
filet
can't.
Whatever you want. I'm going to eat
they
it.
Come. It's like nice and thick, too. It's a really nice, like it's a little petite one. It's actually good for, like, me. And, like, you could probably eat 2 of them in one shot. Me and my wife, we cooked them up. It was just a nice,
sounds
little,
romantic.
Nice little filet. Yeah, it was. It was right after. It was the same night as Shay's birthday party earlier in the day. It was nice little family day. It comes with the filet mignons. It comes with 2 top sirloins. It comes with 2 boneless pork chops, 4 premium chicken breasts, 4 boneless chicken breasts, 4 kielbasa sausages, 4 burgers, 4 potatoes au gratin, 4 caramel apple tartlets for Fat Boy John, 1 of the signature seasoning steaks, steak packets, and you get 4 more kielbasa sausages. I can't keep up with it. I'm stuttering. I'm stammering. I can't even keep up with the list because it's so much goddamn food. Omaha has...
When that person tweeted us the picture of it, just like splayed out on their kitchen counter, that was insane.
It looks like you went hunting and you're just like laying out live animals. Be like, yep, all of this is mine to eat. Get it for a gift. Seriously, just order it right now. Have it delivered for Christmas. It'll make any guy in your life happy. And again, just like previously, it's not just the guys, it's the girls. Girls like to eat meat too. Get it for guys, get it for girls. Anybody who likes food, anybody who likes delicious dinners, anybody who wants to maybe cook up for a nice, like, romantic holiday date, come over to my place. I'll cook you a couple steaks. Man, it's a can't miss. It's win, 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 win. Go to omahasteaks.com. Enter KFC in the search bar. Get 75% off this package. The whole thing costs $49.99. I tried to order Seamless the other night. Not only was it $51, it didn't come. It just didn't come. My credit card was charged, and it just didn't come. And I called the place after like an hour, and they were closed. And it was just gone.
And that was just $51 gone.
Gone. I mean, what am I going to do? Like, dispute the job? Gone. So it could have been a whole new Omaha Steaks package that I could have cooked up without having to worry about any delivery or anything like that. OmahaSteaks.com. Search KFC in the search bar. $49.99 for over 22 pieces of meat. 75% off. It's Omaha season.
Bites, BC. Got a little something for you, fellas. So I got a Facebook message a few hours ago from a buddy of mine that I went to high school with. He's a gay dude, and he was telling me he was on Grindr, and apparently somebody is using my photos and my real name to, like, I don't know, just, like, talk to dudes on Grindr, I guess. Whatever. Not a big deal. I mean, it's kind of funny. So he also proceeds to tell me that that dude sent him my dick pics. Now, I
what?
Have no fucking clue how some dude would end up with those, right? I'm a straight dude, but my buddy, like, showed me the pictures, and they're me, you know, and I know when they're taken. They were literally taken from, like, 3 years ago. So I don't know how he got them. I mean, I was with this one chick 3 years ago. I don't even know if I should, like, contact her, but this is just kind of fucking me up. I told my girlfriend, you know, my current girlfriend, that I was being, you know, kind of catfished, whatever. It's not a real big deal.
Dickfished.
I told her about the dick pics. I don't really know what to do with that. Pretty fucking crazy. Need some help. Let me know.
First of all, super cavalier about this.
Yeah, very much
like, you know, not a big deal.
Wacky turn of events here.
Just some dude trying to jerk off other dudes using my pictures and my name. Just getting nasty smut sent to him. You know, like, That's a big deal.
Yeah, man.
Like, someone's stealing your identity.
This is a violation of your rights. Someone's stealing your identity and using it to get other gay guys off. So wait, let me just make sure I understand all the details. Grindr profile uses his face.
His face and his name.
And his name. So someone just created a profile, John Feidelberg, with your face.
Mm-hmm.
Now also on that guy is sending around dick pics.
My dick pics.
So he's completely stolen your face, your name, and your dick.
Yes. Not a bad thing. Like,
so,
to
okay, no, wait. So this is making more sense. By the way, if my face ends up on Grindr, I'm taking it as a wild compliment.
Oh, 100%. Once my dick gets popping.
Well,
I mean,
here's okay. If it was a real gay guy, yes. My thought, this is a scorned girl.
Yeah, that's fine. But like,
that's what this is, though.
They're sending it, and they're like, at least other gay guys are like, oh, that's a good dick. If it's working.
Are they?
Right?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, if you're getting matches and shit like that.
Yeah.
So here's really what's, okay, here's what happened. This guy was dating a girl, broke up with her. She's a scorned lover. She's like, I'm going to put him on Grindr, and people are going to see him and think that he's gay. That's what's happening.
She has to,
and
actively
she's got the receipts.
Be using the account.
Oh yeah, I mean, she's spiteful. She's got the dick, she's got the face, she's got the name, she's got the info, she's got everything about you. I mean, if there's one person who can fake your entire existence, it's the person you were dating. Like, they know you inside and out. She's got the dick pics. I mean, the only person who's gonna have your dick pics, yeah, sure, maybe your girl sends it to rent or who are girlfriends or whatever. But the person who's got access to all your dick pics other than you, or the girls you sent it to, she's mad. She's gonna try to turn you into a gay guy. So hopefully, some dude stumbles upon it and says, "Wow, John's gay too."
Why would you wait 3 years to do that?
Maybe she's been doing it the whole time. Maybe you just found out about it.
Yeah, that's true. I guess I do.
So this is a long con.
That's a long time.
Long con.
To just be flirting with gay dudes.
And that's where I'm like, it would be like, this is not working. If the gay guys are all writing back, like, wow, like that's a great cock. Like, you want to hook up? She's probably like, damn it. No. She's been on 3 years waiting to find some gay guy who's like, you're ugly. Stop it.
Just to send that to him.
This guy's killing it on Grindr.
I think it's a weird thing. I guess girls care about that. I do not care about. Like, I had an ex once be like, I'm going to put your dick pics out there. Good.
Yeah, but you know what? You're confident in your dick. We joke around about our dick sucking. Our dicks sucking, not our dick sucking. But we're comfortable enough with our dicks to make those jokes.
If you had
a seriously bad dick, you wouldn't be saying this. You'd be like, I don't want anyone to see my dick.
I just know that, like, as far as, you know, my dicks looked good 15 times in the last 3 years, and they were always when they were a picture getting taken of it.
That's the only time it looks good.
That's the only time it looks good. That's when it's camera ready, ready to go out there, shine like a star. If that's like, you're putting out the best possible version of my dick.
It's like you hit it with like the makeup brush. Like, yeah. You're dusting it up a little
bit. If that's what you want to put out there, like if you took a fucking picture of me sleeping with a sleep dick, then
dick's the worst dick.
We got a problem.
I think about when I'm laying on my stomach and my sleep dick's just getting smushed underneath my fat body. My poor sleep dick must be like, help, help. If you were to like roll me over and take a picture of that sleep dick, forget about it.
It's got like the fucking lines in it from the
sheets.
Yeah,
exactly. That's exactly what I'm thinking. Like, I would rather not have a dick than a sleep dick. There's a question for you. Would you rather have a permanent sleep dick or just no dick at all?
I'd rather be a fucking Ken doll.
Yeah, exactly.
For sure.
Just give me a smooth patch there instead of the wrinkly old fucking turtle dick. I don't know. I got nothing for this guy other than like, I mean, what do you tell us? What's the advice to this guy? Just be like, I don't know. Hopefully that fake Grindr guy is killing it. Otherwise, it's just a bad look for you.
Yeah, I think it's a fine look. I think there's nothing wrong with it. I let him keep running wild.
All right.
You want to keep fun. You think that my face and my dick are attractive to gay people? You can do whatever the fuck
okay.
you want. You can do whatever the fuck you want.
Hey, Cassie, Fights. So my friend and I went out in Chicago once. And she drunkenly went home with a guy on a motorcycle. And she said all she remembered from the hookup was him repeatedly asking her to kick him in the balls. Yeah. So since he kept asking her, she lightly kicked him in the balls. And he got off on it and kept telling her to kick him harder. Even the next day, he texted her saying, wear heels and kick me in the nuts, I'll pay you. She ended up blocking this guy but has PTSD from this hookup. And we give her shit every time we see a guy on a motorcycle. So my question for you
that's
is,
tough.
Do you have any explanation for this, or is this guy just an absolute freak?
Listen, I got an explanation, man. this guy's an absolute freak. It's both. There's something I learned from our stint with Asa Akira is that there is a lid for every single pot. There are guys who want to get kicked. There are guys who want to get stabbed, scratched, clawed, just mutilated. Things that you think doing to your dick would absolutely stink. There are people who love it.
I had a friend tell me recently that they do knife play.
I mean, that's crazy.
Like tied up like a knife run over you. And they thought it was hot. I was like, I don't even like playing with knife. Like, I don't really like holding a knife. I like walk carefully when I'm holding a knife
just so I don't fall
and stab myself.
I can't even think about it without getting anxiety. The kids used to fucking put their hands down and go and to put the knife or the protractor needle in between all their fingers really fast. Forget about it.
It's fucking insanity.
No, I'm not doing that.
The ball kicking one, I think, is like actually fairly big. I follow Adriana Chetrick on Snapchat, and I feel like she's just always doing this.
Bro, let me tell you something.
Like people like come up to her and like at whatever fucking exotic or whatever it is, and like she's just always kicking dudes in the dick.
That time that she let the Uber driver finger her, by the way, what a wild ride that snap story was. She was drunk as shit in the back of an Uber, and she's like dancing, singing, like moving it over to her friends. One snap later, doggy style fingering. You saw a black hand coming in and out. It was wild. The ball kicking thing, not for me, not my cup of tea. The girls who complain about it, though, like, I mean, it's a lot easier than sucking it. A lot easier than getting on your knees and doing manual labor or putting it inside of you.
That's a great point.
All you have to do is, if some girl came up to me, I mean, again, it's not really my scene, but if she was like, yo, just like fucking punch me in the stomach as hard as you can, I'm going to come. I'd be like, all right, I don't know. It's a lot easier than fucking, I get a crick in my neck when I'm down there. Pow, right in your stomach and you come, done. King Hippo and Mike Bison punch out, boom, it's a special spot. I don't know, sounds great.
It is weird, a weird thing to make fun of her for, too, like. Every time you see a guy on a motorcycle, I kicked the dude in the dick.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's not like it's not that embarrassing, but it is funny that, I mean, every time a motorcycle goes by, every time you hear like rum rum rum, her friends are probably like, "Hey, you gonna kick that guy in the balls too? You fucking slut!" Like, it's just a tough one for a girl to avoid. But don't knock people. You know, different strokes for different folks.
I'd get scared doing it though. Like
kicking?
Yeah, if like I was the girl and I was asked to kick a dude in the dick, I'd be like, dude, I'm going to rupture a fucking testicle.
Yeah, right, right. That's how you end up on Sex in the ER, that show, you know? It's like...
What's it called?
It's like Sex in the ER. It's like a TLC show. It's like we were doing kinky shit. We had to go to the ER because of it.
Oh, I've never heard of this.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's always like, we got this stuck up my ass or like this, like, you know, I couldn't get the handcuffs off, losing circulation. Yeah, I mean, I'm not trying to... except for like the light asphyxiation thing. Like I'm trying to push the boundaries there. Everything else is like, I don't need to be doing
that
physical harm.
I get so nervous on too.
Yeah, like more and more and more. I'm like, oh, you're turning blue.
The next last thing I need is a fucking unconscious girl.
Yeah,
in my bed.
That would be so scary because you'd think she's dead right away. You know, like, she's dead. I killed her. But everything else, the violence, I'm trying to keep to a minimum.
What's going on, guys? Nick from Rhode Island calling in. With the sad news of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia leaving Netflix this week, just have a question for you. If, let's say, the show not only disappears from Netflix, but the entire human race just disappears, and you get to only bring 4 episodes with you for the rest of your entire life that you can rewatch whenever, but only those 4 episodes, which episodes would you bring?
Jeez.
For me, personally, it's The Gang Beans, Boggs, Dee and Dennis Get Addicted to Crack.
Yes.
The Nightman Cometh, and the gang gets quarantined with an honorable mention going to the Health Inspector episode. All right. Thank you. Viva.
This is so hard, too.
I mean, it's impossible.
I feel like people are going to kind of like think of this list and like be like, oh, there are 4 episodes that they must watch. Like if like someone who hasn't seen the show yet. Like,
yeah.
I got to start with these 4 to get it. Because like a lot of them I have that are on mine are like under, like they're deeper jokes.
Yeah.
Like Charlie, Flowers for Charlie. I fucking love Flowers for Charlie.
Yeah, but you're not, but yeah, you couldn't, that doesn't like paint the whole picture of like the sunny universe.
You couldn't do that one. Flowers for Charlie, Gang Solves the Gas Crisis. I think that's a good one.
See, this is also tough because like, I sometimes Sunny almost feels like Seinfeld-esque to me where like, I don't always necessarily remember total episodes. I remember like what went on with each character. Mm-hmm. And like, I can't off the top of my head tell you which episode that I want with the lawyer, but I want the lawyer in there. That's like, true. I got to pick an episode that has him in it, so I got to, like, think about that a little bit. I mean, right off the top of my head, The Gang Gets Racist, Dennis and D Smoke Crack, those are in there for me.
Gang Gets Analyzed.
Gang Gets Analyzed is a great one. See, that's good because that does paint the whole picture.
Yeah.
Like, you do get to see everybody in that one. The Flippadelphia one.
Reignites the Rivalry, yeah.
Yes. I mean, the scene alone when they, like, burst into the bar, that restaurant, and they're, like, peeing on the corner and shit like that. Incredible. And what's the one with, would they go back to the frat house?
That's Reignites the Rivalry.
Oh, that's the perfect episode. Yeah. Then that's everything there. And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to throw in one of their, like, quirky episodes. You know, like, when they try to, like, push the boundaries and do something. The episode, all from Frank's point of view, cracks me up.
It's
a hit or miss. Like, people seem to not like it. Just being inside Frank's brain, incredible.
That when I first saw that one, I didn't love it, and then I've grown.
You can appreciate
it.
I think that needs to be for sick fucks like us,
yeah,
who really, like, appreciate the show like it's art. But Pondy is the coolest. Like, I can hear him say that over and over and over again. And also the one that's, like, a 28-minute cream pie joke. They just say cream pie like 600 times because they could, because they found a loophole. That's just brilliant. I mean, that's we got to give that some thought. We'll come up with our Mount Rushmore of Always Sunny, because off the top of your head, it's borderline impossible.
Just go forever.
Yeah. But check out our four part series on the KFC Radio Instagram, KFC Radio Facebook page, and the Barstool page. We broke down the best pairings of Always Sunny. So the same way that Netflix and Sunny paired together, we broke down the other best duos and combos on Always Sunny. 4-part series where I'll give you a little spoiler. I eat a piece of paper in it. That's quite. It's an entertaining moment, I'll tell you that much.
Hi, guys. So just a quick question for you. I've been fucking this guy for 2 years, and he hasn't been able to come.
Oh, Jesus
really
Christ.
He really only come when he masturbates right after.
These girls are getting exhausting.
I've never seen him come. Is there something wrong with me, or is it him? I mean, his dick is curved, so do you think that would play a factor in him not being able to finish?
What?
Why would the curved dick play in the factor?
What
is that? What?
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about? You know, these girls, man. All right, you've been fucking him for 2 years, and this is what's crazy. This is also why, if you've been dumped recently by a girl, you need to kill yourself, because,
okay.
Because we get these calls, like, for the past couple of years, I've been putting up with this guy who can't come, or this guy who eats his own cum. Years and years and years, these girls stick by these guys. If you've been dumped, you're a fucking loser.
God damn. All right, this was a fun 5-year run. This show is over.
That was great. 2 years, she's never seen him come. He only comes when he jerks off. She's never seen him ejaculate. You know, you're fucking a gay guy. That's it. I don't know the answer here. What do you got?
Dude, I've said recently.
And wait, also, by the way, the curved dick, I don't think that matters.
That doesn't matter at all.
No.
Doesn't matter.
Like,
at all.
Like the cum's trying to come out and it gets stuck because, like, it's curved? No, that's not how it works.
I have friends who have curved dicks. I would have heard about it. They just haven't ejaculated their entire life.
I feel like the curved dick is not very aesthetically pleasing. I feel like it's very useful, though. Depends on which way it curves. I feel like you can.
I got a straight arrow, Gennaro, but I think.
I'm just saying, like, we walk by the Museum of Sex every day when we come to work.
A lot of the dildos curved.
A lot of the fucking machinery created to give girls as many orgasms as mechanically possible. They're not straight. They're curved.
Yeah, that's true.
So,
that's a great
you know,
observation.
If I have a curved dick,
game.
I'd be like, when they need to mimic me, when they need to make sex machines, they mimic me.
As for the guy, I've said very recently that, yeah, I've lost a battle or two to myself and couldn't make myself come.
Failure to launch, man.
If it was happening for 2 years, I'd seek help.
Well, but it's not yourself. It's fucking a girl. Have you had failure to launch with a girl?
Oh, fuck yeah. Like, drunk.
Sober.
Drunk.
Sober.
No.
Okay.
Sober.
If there's any sober sex, okay. So this,
you know what? Maybe I have too. Like if you're, like, going for it for, like, the third time in a morning.
Yeah, and you gotta, like, fake it.
Like, dude, I don't even have anything in me anymore.
Yeah.
I haven't even had a glass of water yet today.
Right. There's just nothing left. You faked it? Or do you,
I
can't do it?
Yeah, I've faked it.
How many times do you think you faked it?
Faked it in my life?
Mm-hmm. Sober. No, total.
Like, 5, they're a 10.
Wow, that's a pretty solid number. It's a big number. I think I'm much lower than that. I think I'm at like 3.
I mean, I'm pretty sure I know it's three. I have a lot more drunk sex than you.
Yeah, well, yes, that's true. I never have drunk
because
sex.
Because I never have sober sex.
Right. We really are the yin and the yang. It's a beautiful thing. Faking it's got to be very funny, by the way. Like, I think I do a good job, but
it's
maybe I don't.
It's a harrowing experience. It's very nerve-wracking.
If we were true showmen, we would fake it right now, but that ain't happening.
We would
Harry mess out of that shit right now. It ain't happening. That's for premium only.
And you're also like, oh, shit, like, what is she going to check?
Yeah, well, that's the hardest part. Like, you pretty much, I think you almost need to have a condom on because there's just too much evidence otherwise.
Yeah, I've done it without a condom.
Well, guess what, John? You didn't get away with it. Guess what happened? She was like, there's no cum in me.
I just pulled out and like I was like, pulled out and pointed it down. And she didn't like go searching the bed for it.
Right, right, right.
Because it wasn't there.
Because nothing came out. Really, all you got to do is give the noise you just made.
Just a little one. Don't oversell it, you know? I'm not Nicolas Cage. I'm not an overactor. I'm a pretty simple, like, quick comer.
It's really about.
I don't make a whole to do with my orgasms. I let the ejaculation speak for itself on most occasions.
So this cat though, like, he's gay, right? That means he can like get it up and get it in, but he can't finish. That means he's like doesn't really want to be banging you.
Yeah, yeah, that's exactly what it means.
Either that or like he's like drunk and you don't know it. Maybe he's like on drugs.
He's been drunk for the last 2 years.
Maybe this guy's like secretly on drugs and he's like his dick is numb. He's like, maybe this guy's coked up all the time and he's like, I got nothing. I'm gonna have to fake it.
But we coked up, like, even then, like, it's still more. Well, I feel like once you're hard, it should be easy from there. Getting hard should be the tough part.
Right.
And then once you're hard, it's just like
the way it comes back down is you shoot it out.
Yeah, I'm just gonna put my dick in this warm hole and
oh man,
that will suffice.
So final answer for me, you're having sex with a gay guy.
Yeah, ditto.
So it's not your fault or his fault. It's a little combo of both. Last voicemail of the day is brought to you by Pro Flowers. The holidays are here. It's time to get your girl something that looks nice. Something that what's good about Pro Flowers? It's traditional. It's classic. It's a go-to for a reason. And you know that your girl's going to be happy. You know that people are going to be impressed by it. When someone takes a look at a nice bouquet of flowers, it's like, okay, yeah, those flowers look good and they smell good. But more importantly, I know that that girl has a guy who cares. That's what giving flowers is all about. You get coworkers or see a bouquet on your desk and it's like, that girl has locked down a guy who's trying. That's really what it's all about.
It's about that and the Instagram post.
Yes, right. So,
which is just to tell more people outside
exactly.
of the office.
Exactly. So whether you see it with your own eyes or whether you see it on Instagram, it allows them to say, that person is doing enough that another person out there not only tolerates being with them, but is going above and beyond to keep them happy. It's social proof for yourself.
I wish I had Pro Flowers when I was in a relationship, man. I used to get yelled at all the time, be like,
it's just so
Samantha
easy.
Got flowers yep. again for the third time. You've got me. I'm like, what's Samantha do?
Doesn't matter.
I never think to do it. And the profiles make
what
it
you
easier.
Should do. So right now it's the holidays, and you can have the Christmas blooms with the candy cane roses. They have little like stuffed animals and whatnot that go along with Christmas. But what you should do is have Pro Flowers like day of the month. You should have a Pro Flowers day, mm-hmm. and like every third Wednesday of the month, you spend $29 and you send it flowers, and you're just covered. The preemptive flowers. You have the preemptive breakup?
Pretty genius.
The preemptive flowers, and you just come up with some fake-ass reason every month, and she doesn't even realize that it comes exactly the same time every single month. You just have a standing order with Pro Flowers being like, it's just because you're you.
Have that on every note, too. That's sweet. That's romantic.
It's beautiful. God, I just solved all the relationship problems, and I'm keeping Pro Flowers in business. It's incredible. ProFlowers.com, promo code KFC at checkout. You're going to get 20% off all the bouquets that are $29 or more during the holiday season. Guaranteed to stay fresh. You control the delivery date, and they give you more bloom for your buck with big, beautiful flowers, more stems for your money, and long-lasting freshness. It's ProFlowers.com, promo code KFC at checkout for 20% off, $29 or more. Final voicemail.
This one's a little long.
Make it count.
But as you know, we save the weirdest for the last.
Oh, boy.
Hey, guys. So got a story for you from college. I'm going to try to keep it as brief as possible, but basically, one night in college after my boyfriend and I broke up, I went out. We went to the college bar that we all hung out at, and I saw my ex-boyfriend with the girl that I assumed he had been fucking while we were dating. So I got pretty emotional drunk and just decided to remove myself from the situation. In doing so, while walking out, I ran into this guy who had always tried to hit me up before when I had a boyfriend who was pretty hot that I just wanted to fuck to kind of stick it to my ex-boyfriend and spite him. So
sure.
I grabbed him on my way out, was like, you're coming with me, brought him home. So I took him home to my house. Not only did I fuck him, but I had anal for the first time with this guy. Not sure why I did it, but you know what, whatever. So then after we hooked up, I heard my roommate come home, and I didn't want anyone to know I was hooking up with this guy, because it was pretty soon after the breakup. So I asked the guy to leave out the window. He said no. So I just pushed him out into the living room, out my bedroom door, locked the door, thought that was it. So a couple weeks later, talking to a bunch of my girlfriends, the topic of anal got brought up, and so I decided to tell the story I just told you. And after I got done telling it, my roommate looked at me mortified. Because she proceeds to tell me that night, she said she ran into that guy in our living room. She was pretty drunk.
Yes.
She's kind of slutty.
Yes.
And then proceeded to bring that guy back to her room.
Yes.
And fucked him.
Yes.
And right after he got done fucking me in the ass. So my question is, who's got the worst look here? Is it me for having
it's not you
trying to try to stick it, try to spite my ex-boyfriend? Is it my friend who just fucked the guy unknowingly after he just got done fucking me in the ass?
Or it's her. Guy. I mean, it's her.
Two girls in one night. And, well, I guess got away with it. I guess he doesn't have a bad
listen,
look,
so. Okay, let's rank the people. In third place of looking bad is this dude who just smashed these two chicks completely, like it fell out of the sky. Like, I can't believe we haven't had a voicemail from this guy being like, let me tell you about this one night where I was walking out of the bar and this girl literally grabbed me, dragged me home, I butt fucked her, I walked out, and then I fucked her roommate too. That is the greatest turn of events in sexual hookup history ever. That guy, like, I hope he went and played Powerball that night too, because that was the luckiest night of any man's life. Next up on the list of who looks bad here, you wanted to fuck some dude to get back at another dude, and you let him put it in your butt. Pretty slutty, whatever. Nice move.
Hang on. I'm going to not let her get away with the whole jump out my fucking window
request.
Oh,
right.
To be fair, if this was told to me, if I just fucked you in the ass and you said jump out the window, I'd probably do it.
I absolutely
like,
would.
Like, all right, fuck
I
it.
I mean, unless there's like grave danger. But if it was like, you know, I can get out, I'd be like,
I'll do a second story jump for some butt sex.
Yeah, I'd almost be like, this is too good to be true. I need to get out of here before like something happens, because I can't believe that this chick just randomly butt fucks me. But yeah, so she's a little weird. Tried to get her butt fucking partner to jump out the window. Like I said, a little bit of a slutty move. Again, not like that big of a deal though. It's the girl who got the shit dick put into her afterwards.
Like, she definitely blew that guy, right?
Definitely.
Like, she had, like, she must have known, right? Like, this chick was
pretty drunk. Pretty
drunk. She was drunk at a bar, had never had anal sex, so it's not like she does like a fucking bunch of upkeep down there.
No.
So like, she randomly
this is bad anal sex.
Had an unplanned dick in her ass. Like,
dude,
that dick stunk.
Stinky dick.
That dick.
Big time stinky
like, the
dick.
The second you got down there on your knees, you should have been like, this dick's been in the butt recently.
this guy, you know what? She probably was like, man, this dude, this guy smells like ass. It's like, no, he smells like her ass. it's not his ass. It's her ass.
I mean, like, I've
it's,
popped...
It's that girl.
I've popped a thumb in a butt, and, like, the next day, I've been at my desk and been like, whoa. And I'd showered
like,
and everything
and, like,
since then.
Your cuticles just ain't good,
it
you know?
Was like,
it's not good.
It was something... It's very noticeable. Like, after showers and hand washes,
it
I can
still...
still
lingers.
I can still be like, oh. So if I just put my dick in a butt, you should know, and if not, you should see an ear, nose, and throat specialist, because... You got a little nasal problem.
But here's the thing. If you're real drunk and the lights are off and like you're not, you don't have your sense of smell about you. You're not anticipating it. You're not going in there like sniffing around. Maybe you're holding your breath a little bit. I don't think you're going to be able to tell.
I think you should tell. I think you should.
I think it's an unfortunate situation where you can't tell and you end up with a poop dick inside you.
In your mouth.
In your mouth and probably in yours. In all sorts of places. And it's not only
who just fucking fucks a random guy they found in their room? Like, that's all we have to do as men is just be there?
Well, here's the thing.
He didn't even have a line. He's just, for all she knows, he was robbing them.
Who's sluttier?
I don't think either of them are slutty, really. Actually, her.
We're gonna slut shame here. Who's sluttier? That girl who just was like, I'm gonna fuck this guy out of spite, and I'm also gonna let him fuck me in the butt. Or the second girl who was like, stumbled home drunk and was probably like, got rejected by another guy at the bar. I was like, you'll do.
There's just a confused man in my living room. I'll fuck him.
Could like absolutely
like,
be a rapist.
He didn't know what was going on. He just got kicked out and locked out. And he's just like, if I just stand there like, what the hell do I do now?
Right.
And then this chick comes in and she's like, let me see that dick.
Yep. That's got to be the sluttier move.
Yeah, I think so.
But the other one ain't exactly like,
she didn't have proof that guy wasn't there robbing her.
Right. Like that could have been a rapist. And she was probably like, well, you can't rape the willing. But the whole thing, man, I love when I see where a voicemail's going. It's just unfolding. I was just like, say it. Say it. Say it. Yep. And so here's the thing for the other girl. It's not just like she fucked a poopy dick. It was a roommate's. It's a roommate's ass. I feel like that's more insulting. That's worse than a stranger's ass, I think.
Oh, I don't know about that.
It's not as disgusting. I'm saying it's like,
it's something like just be held over your head forever.
Yeah, like that when that girl at brunch found out, she was probably like, "You bitch, you bitch." Whereas like a stranger, it's just like, "Wow, man, I made a bad choice." But it's like I've had Stacy's ass all up inside me. That's crazy. That guy. I mean, I absolutely need to hear from that guy. I'll have that guy in studio. I want to hear it all from his point of view. Like, yep, she tried to throw me out the window. She forced me out. She just pushed me out the door and locked it. Like, he probably didn't even have, like, his shoes or his wallet. Like, if someone forcibly throws you out of the room, you undoubtedly are, like, leaving stuff behind.
Stuff.
And it's like, all right, so then I just, like, fucked that other girl and then walked home with, like, one shoe. Like, needed to get a new debit card because I lost my wallet.
It's so ridiculous that girls even have, like, the audacity to request that. Like, jump out my window.
I mean,
What if I said that to a girl?
Yeah,
like,
right.
We just had sex, and I'm like, let's play the double standard game. Jump out the window.
Yeah.
She's like, what, dude?
Fuck, why would I do that? But yeah. I guess if she was
because the other thing, too, is like, it's not like her boyfriend was coming home. She was just ashamed of him.
Yeah, that's a bad look.
Like,
she probably,
I don't want anyone I live with to see or know that I had slept with you. That's why. That's no big deal.
Guess what? By the way, babe, your roommates, not that judgmental. probably would have been okay with just telling them the story because they went ahead and they fucked that guy, too. Good for these girls. Good for this guy. This is what life's all about.
Good for everyone involved.
Good for everybody.
That's a good call. Good story.
Everybody's slutty. Everybody's fucking butts going all up in places. It is just, that's what life is all about. Everybody get out there this week. Let's do some weekday anal sex swapping. Let's do some of that, okay? I'm not even going to give you last words, Feidelberg. Because that whole story was last words. All right, this episode was brought to you by Movement Watches. It's contest time. We are doing a Movement Watch contest where we will be giving away a free Movement Watch to whoever provides the best voicemail for next week's episode. We'll give it 1 week, so it will be the first episode of next week. Call the hotline, 646-807-8665. Leave a voicemail. And you will, and we will determine the winner. So, girls, you want to get a Movement Watch for your guy for the holidays? You want to get it for free? Call us up, leave us a voicemail, much like the unknowing threesome from earlier tonight. Guys, you want to win a free watch? Call us up, tell us about your craziest, wildest, most ridiculous story. Come up with the best hypothetical. You know the drill. You know what plays on KFC Radio. The best voicemail wins a free Movement Watch. That could be any Movement Watch from the collection. I'm talking about the metal ones, the leather bands, the big faces, the small faces, all different colors, all different styles. Whichever one you want, you get it for free. Now, the best part about Movement Watches is even if you don't win it, they are affordable. They are a good holiday gift for anybody, even if you got to break out the credit card. It starts at just $95. Styles vary up to $130. So no matter what you get, it is not going to break the bank. You'll have plenty of money left over for other holiday presents. You'll have plenty of money left over for your damn self. No $500, $600, $1,000, $10,000 watches. These are affordable, quality watches that perform and look stylish as one of the best accessories for your wardrobe. Go to Movement. Go to MVMT.com/KFC. Get 15% off today with free shipping and free returns. That's MVMT.com/KFC. And again, free Movement watch to the best voicemail left next week. 646-807-8665. Win yourself a Movement watch today.